بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. استاذ شرف وطلاب الشيخ حضرة حكيم محمد أختر صاحب رحمة الله عليه تدريس يا صبح مدينة يا شام هي مدينة. يا صبح مدينة يا شام مدينة مبارك تجھے یہ قیام مدینہ. یہ صبح مدینہ یہ شام مدینہ مبارک تجھے یہ قیام مدینہ. بلا جانے کیا جا مومنائے عالم تیرا کیف اے خوش خرام مدینہ. بلا جانے کیا جا مومنائے عالم تیرا کیف اے خوش خرام مدینہ. مدینہ کی گلیوں میں ہر ایک قدم پر ہو مد نظر احترام مدینہ. مدینہ کی گلیوں میں ہر ایک قدم پر ہو مد نظر احترام مدینہ. مدینہ 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 برا لطف دیتا ہے نام مدینہ. مدینہ 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 برا لطف دیتا ہے نام مدینہ. نگاہوں میں سلطانیت ہے چہوگی جو پائے گا دل میں پیام مدینہ. نگاہوں میں سلطانیت ہے چہوگی جو پائے گا دل میں پیام مدینہ. سکون جہاں تم کہاں ڈھونڈتے ہو. سکون جہاں تم کہاں ڈھونڈتے ہو. سکون جہاں ہے نظام مدینہ. سکون جہاں تم کہاں ڈھونڈتے ہو. سکون جہاں ہے نظامِ مدینہ ہو آزاد اختر غم دو جہاں سے جو ہو جائے دل سے غلامِ مدینہ ہو آزاد اختر غم دو جہاں سے جو ہو جائے دل سے غلامِ مدینہ یہ صبح مدینہ یہ شام مدینہ مبارک تجھے یہ قیام مدینہ سکون جہاں تم کہاں ڈھونڈتے ہو سکون جہاں ہے نظام مدینہ 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 برا لطف دیتا ہے نام مدینہ.
الحمد للہ وکفا والسلام علی عباده الذین اصطفى اما بعد فسیر تأشعار فوداد شیخ حضرت مولانا محمد حکیم اختر صاحب نوغ اللہ مرقدہ. حضرت مولانا is describing the blessed city of Medina Munawwara. Hazrat Mawlana starts and he says that what is the morning of Medina Munawwara, what is the evening of Medina Munawwara, and every person will bear testimony that when you go to Medina Munawwara, then all the troubles of the world just leave you. The minute you put your foot in Medina Munawwara, you just says the tranquility is there, the easiness is there, the calmness is there. So now picture the morning of Medina Munawwara, all easy, all calm, all tranquil, all peaceful in the evening of Medina Munawwara. Then he says, how blessed are those people that are staying in Medina Munawwara. And even if Allah Ta'ala grants you the opportunity just to be there for a short while, then this is only the favor of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, and how blessed are you. He says that, what do people know about happiness? What do people know about strolling aimlessly? Strolling aimlessly in Medina Munawwara, this is a feeling, this is a blessed thing, that when you're there, then you just, your thoughts is of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. Ulama explained that the entire area of what we call today Masjid al-Nabawi ala sahibihi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and that entire area was Medina Munawwara yesterday. So now when you're in the precincts of the masjid, then the thoughts must be that my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, my Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passed, definitely did pass through here. The Sahaba radiallahu anhum definitely did pass here. Me alone, a soul that is wretched and a soul that has no virtue, Allah Ta'ala is blessing me to put my foot with Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's foot was, where the Sahaba radiallahu anhum's feet treaded upon. Allah Ta'ala is granting me this opportunity to be in the same land, to have that opportunity to put my foot on that same Mubarak land. And he says that every footstep in the streets of Medina Munawwara, you should be now thinking of the blessedness, the sacredness, the sanctity of Medina Munawwara. This is just not a normal city. This is the city of Medina Munawwara, this is the city of the most beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's supposed to be our beloved also. So then his mana is making an indication that in any other city you can make a sin. But in Medina Munawwara, Makkah Mukarramah, don't even go near to the thought of making a sin. Because now you're directly going to affect the heart of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That in his presence now you're going to make a sin, you're going to falter. So he's saying that while you're walking, then be cognizant and try your best, your utmost best, not to even do a makruh action, leave a sin, not even do any dislike action in this Mubarak land, because this is a special land, it's just not a normal land. Then he's saying that once you have this, that you understand how sacred is Medina Munawwara, then just by taking the name Medina, 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 naturally your heart will get inclined to it. Naturally joy will come into your heart. Not the best of examples, but as Moana mentioned, that when a person's nikah is set with somebody, then just to go down that lane, or just to say the name of that person, as Moana explains, Fatima, he'll make sure he says that properly, all the Tajweed and the Maharij and all the sifat of that letter will be read properly. And so now when Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stays in Medina Munawwara, and that is your beloved, just saying Medina, 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 the heart supposed to cry naturally out of this love and this yearning to be with Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If you don't understand this, then how are you going to understand the joy of being in the presence of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Just having the thought of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, coupling it with the land in which Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is, that alone is enough to bring joy to your heart. Nazir Mahana says that the greatness of this world falls far from sight when a person accepts within the heart the message of Medina Munawwara. That the person now is looking for comfort, and a person is looking for contentment in every other sphere, every other part of the world. But contentment of heart and tranquility that will come in your heart will only come in your heart if you adapt the way of Medina Munawwara. Meaning, not the Medina Munawwara of today, but the Medina of Munawwara when Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was an indication that bring the sunnah in your life. How Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam started his morning, how he ended his day, how he started his evening, how he ended his evening, bring that in your life. Then you'll see true enjoyment in your life. Then you won't look for enjoyment in Paris and in New York and wherever else it is. Just in the system of how Medina Munawwara was run, that is enough for your heart to find contentment. Let's go back, as Mana mentions to us, you want success, then go backwards. Go 1400 years back and see what was the system 1400 years back, the simplicity of 1400 years back, the easiness in how it practiced upon deen 1400 years ago, then naturally your heart will be content. He says that, Ramana says that, you're searching for contentment everywhere else, but in this system of how Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ran Medina Munawwara, that's where you'll get contentment. Where your entire day from you wake up till you sleep is just in the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, where you realize that I'm a servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was a living of example of Rasulullah. Allah ta'ala mentions, Subhanalladhi asra bi'abdi laylam, that my servant, meaning that entire 24 hours of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was just in the abdiyat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, was just in the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So you sacrifice yourself in the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, naturally contentment will come into you. And then Hazrat Mu'ana ends off and he says that once you free yourself from all the worries and all the sorrows of this world, whatever is the worries and whatever is the sorrows of this world, and you bring to your mind that, you know what, I need to become a slave of Medina. I need to become a slave of the leader of Medina, Munawwara, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I need to become a slave of the system of Medina and how that system ran. That has to be my lifestyle. How Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam loved his life, that has to be my life. And whatever else it is in this world, whatever people are chasing for, whatever people are looking for, I'm not going to get interested in that. As long as Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not look for it, I'm not going to look for it. And you love that life of ease and simplicity, as Ramana mentions, then you will become a true slave of Medina Munawwara. And when you become a true slave of Medina Munawwara, the worries of this world will become insignificant. And as Moana mentioned just now, that you will have the true contentment in your heart. So Allah Ta'ala make it a reality in my life, make it a reality in everybody else's life, to realize that we need to go back into the way of the Sunnah. Whereas Moana explains to us that one is, we are weak, we can't practice on every sunnah. But at least have the intention that I'm going to bring the entire sunnah lifestyle of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam into my life. And then start by doing something. One is the intention. Allah Ta'ala will reward you for intention. But at least have a starting point. That every month, every 2 weeks or 3 weeks, I'll try to implement a sunnah in my life. And after 2 weeks or 3 weeks, now I'll check on myself that I said I'm going to do this sunnah. Is it in my life? Am I climbing closer to Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Am I going further away from Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? So a person can try this as a means of encouragement. And as Mufti Ali Bhai mentioned on Damat Barakatum the other night, that it's a sad reality that only when Rabiul Awwal comes, then we worry about getting close to Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Let us have this, that from this Rabiul Awwal till the rest of our life, we'll try every day to get more closer to Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Where in this month, inshallah, we'll try to at least read one book of Sirah to find out what was the Mubarak life of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And it mustn't just be for this month, but it must be for the entire life of ours. That every day we read more and we read more and we read more, just to find out what was my beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam like. The more you read, naturally that love for Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will increase. And another point we'll end off with, try to increase our durood sharif upon Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam daily. Not only in this month, every day. Start off, if you're not reading the Durood Sharif, start with at least 10. When you read 10, give yourself 1 week, 2 weeks, okay, you're consistent with it, increase now to 15, 20, 25, slowly, slowly. But make it such that at least, by give yourself a certain timeline, that by end of the year, in 6 months' time, at least I must be reading 100 Durood Sharif, 200 Durood Sharif, to Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because what favor did Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam do for us? And for the least we can do is to send durood upon Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah Ta'ala grant me first the tawfiq and then everybody else.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd. We are doing the chapter 15 from Hayatul Muslimin of the Hakim al-Ummat Mawlana Ashraf Ali Thani rahmatullah alayh, regarding spending one's wealth in the path of Allah Ta'ala, other than zakat. Besides zakat, normal sadaqah, a person should spend other charity also. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, hasten in charity, for charity prevents the affliction of calamities. Another hadith, Nabi alayhi sallam said, whoever spends in the path of Allah Ta'ala one date from a halal earning, and Allah accepts only what is halal, then Allah Ta'ala takes it up in His right hand. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then increases it manifold until it becomes as huge as a mountain. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu narrated Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, charity does not decrease wealth. As a consequence of giving charity in the path of Allah ta'ala, one's wealth will increase either by way of an increase in income or by barakah in one's wealth. Hazrat Abu Zar radiallahu anhu narrated Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, never hold any goodness in contempt, even it be to the extent of meeting a brother Muslim with a smile. And the hadith Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, sadaqah in varying degrees is an obligation on every Muslim. The people asked, if someone has no wealth to give, the Nabi alayhi sallam said, earn something by one's labor. Use what has been earned on yourself as well as in sadaqah. The people asked, if you can't work, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, let him help by means of his labor someone in need and difficulty. The people said, if he is unable to do even this, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, let him show someone a good act. The people said, if he is unable to do this, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, let him not harm anyone. This too is sadaqah for him. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in this hadith described these acts of virtue as sadaqah because of the benefit of others. Like sadaqah benefits others, so too do the acts mentioned in this hadith. These acts have been figuratively described as sadaqah. In actual fact, the actual meaning of sadaqah is to spend wealth in the path of Allah Ta'ala. Refraining from harming others has been described in the hadith as an act of benefit to mankind. This description indicates the great importance of serving others and abstaining from doing anything detrimental and hurtful to people. This indeed is a great rahmat and blessing. Hazrat Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu narrated that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, every joint in the human body is liable for one act of charity daily. Justice meted out between two people is also sadaqah. Assisting someone to mount a vehicle or helping in loading his luggage are also acts of sadaqah. A good word which benefits others is also sadaqah. Removing a harmful object, example a thorn, a peel, etc. from the road is also sadaqah. Explaining the above hadith, another hadith also in Muslim Sharif states that in the human body are 360 joints. Whoever renders this number of good deeds daily has saved himself from Jahannam. Hazrat Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu narrated that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, a noble form of sadaqah is to lend a camel or any other animal to a person who will obtain the benefit of his milk in the morning and evening. And after having milked the animal in the morning and evening, it is returned to its owner. So it's also a form of sadaqah. Hazrat Anas radiallahu anhu narrated that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, it is an act of sadaqah for a Muslim to plant a tree or sow the land from which people, birds and animals derive benefit. Another hadith states, whatever is stolen from it, from the farm, is also sadaqah for the owner of the produce. Although the owner did not sow his land for this purpose, nor does he regard theft of his goods as a benefit for him, nevertheless, it is recorded as sadaqah for him. Hazrat Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu narrated that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that a prostitute was forgiven because she took pity on a dog which was on the verge of death due to thirst. She removed her leather sock and with her scarf lowered it into a well. In this way she obtained water which she gave to the dog to drink. Someone asked, do we obtain thawab for service to animals as well? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, there is thawab in rendering service to every living creature. This applies to animals which are not harmful. Elsewhere in the hadith, permission has been granted to kill animals which are harmful. And the Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, render ibadat to Rahman, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is the most merciful, feed the poor, and be in the habit of making salam, spread the salam, whether the Muslim is known to you or unknown to you. You will then enter into Jannah in safety. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to make amal on this. Amen.